From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's ruling party Congress entered its second day today, with leader Kim Jong-un expected to be given a new position that will likely put him on an equivalent level with his father and grandfather, who held the title of General Secretary of the Workers' Party. Meantime, a U.S. monitoring group says North Korea may be preparing to carry out another nuclear test in the near future. The website 38 North says satellite images show vehicle movement at a nuclear test site. Russia says it has brokered a 72-hour extension of a local ceasefire in the Syrian city Aleppo, where recent fighting between the Syrian regime and rebels have left nearly 300 people dead. At least 30 of those died in the last 48 hours when an airstrike hit a refugee camp near Aleppo. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's spokesperson Stefan Dujarric says Mr. Ban was outraged by the attack.
The United Nations, along with humanitarian partners on the ground, are assessing the needs and mobilizing a response for the families who fled the camp out of fear of further attacks. The Secretary General reiterates his call on the Security Council to send a strong message to all warring parties that there will be serious consequences for grave violations of international human rights law and international humanitarian law.
Violence in Aleppo has threatened to derail the political talks between the Syrian regime and the opposition. Kenyan government says it plans to close the country's two main refugee camps affecting 400,000 refugees. Amnesty International called the decision reckless that it affects innocent lives. Kenya's government agrees there is risk but says it is necessary for security reasons. This is VOA News. More than a dozen men have been arrested in Pakistan for the shocking death of a teenage girl whose body was found in a burned-out car. VOA's Aisha Tanzim has details.
When local residents finally managed to put out the flames engulfing these cars late last week, they found a charred female body in the back seat. Police say it was the body of Amreen, a local teenager whose supposed crime had been to help a friend elope.
The thinking was that they would create such a precedent that no girl would dare run away again, and no boy would dare lure a girl away, and no car owner would help such a couple.
14 suspects are in custody. All of them are related to a girl who had eloped with a boy from another family. Police say they decided to punish Amreen for her role in the escape. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Abbottabad.
Sadiq Khan of Britain's Labour Party has become the first Muslim elected mayor of a major Western capital after beating conservative rival Zach Goldsmith in a bitter campaign to become the mayor of London. Khan is the son of Pakistani immigrants. In becoming London mayor, he ends 8 years of conservative control of the city. Khan's victory offered a bit of hope to the Labour Party after it took losses in local and regional elections across Britain in Thursday's voting. The presumptive U.S. Republican Party nominee for president, Donald Trump, and Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan are set to meet face-to-face next week after Ryan said he is not ready to support Trump for president, who spoke to reporters about all of this.
I have a burning ambition for London, an ambition that will guide me every day as mayor. I want every...
Paul Ryan, I don't know what happened. I don't know. He called me 2-3 weeks ago. It was a very nice conversation. He was congratulating me. This was before we had the ultimate victory, but he was congratulating me on doing so well. I figured routinely he'd be behind it. And he, the other day, just did a big surprise because I have had so many endorsements. I mean, today, a lot of them. Bob Dole came in. Dick Cheney came in. Many congressmen came in. Many senators come in.
Ryan isn't the only one who has refused to endorse businessman-turned-presidential hopeful Trump. The party's last two White House occupants, President George H.W. Bush and his son, President George W. Bush, both have said that they will be sitting out the 2016 campaign. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.